to the Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know over the next 100 days, from innovation to business, design, tech, and culture. I'm Fazan Iso, and today we're joined by two brand new additions to the Label Mate expert roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Awesome. So a big hello and welcome to Jonathan Peachy, the strategic CEO for Complex High Stakes Change. Jonathan leads from the front when the stakes are high, aligning teams, capabilities, and strategy through moments of deep transformation. Whether it's post-merger chaos or AI disruption, he's the leader that boards call when progress can't wait. Welcome, Jonathan. Also, a big welcome to John Lewis West. John Lewis is a visual strategist who makes complex systems click. Through a wealth of expertise, he translates dense systems into communications that stick internally and externally, and operates at the intersection of strategy and creativity, ensuring ideas imagined at the top can actually land with the people who deliver them. Welcome, John Lewis.
Thank you.
Awesome. So our first topic of the day is around sort of the changing face of marketing. Like fashion, it seems that marketing has come full circle with there being a call for direct mail or physical mail, letters, to come back into focus after the disruption of digital marketing. There's a new study showing that mail is almost 50% more memorable than email and 35% more memorable than advertising on social media. Is there something to be said about a media mix that combines physical and, you know, mail-led disruption and digital marketing? What can we as marketing leaders expect to disrupt the new norm over the next 100 days? Let's get off with Jonathan. What are your thoughts?
So I'm not sure. People have said that about direct mail for as long as I've been in marketing. So I don't know that direct mail is going to have some sort of renaissance. But I do think that physicality is a really important thing. You only have to look at the prevalence of unboxing videos to see how much people are into the physical expression, the packaging. You know, it's not even the product itself, it's the packaging that the product comes in. So that's super important, and that experience is very powerful. I think the other thing is that in a digital world where everything can and will be faked by the Soras and the tools that are coming, there is something to be said for authentic real world experiences, which are much harder to fake. I mean, magicians obviously, you know, an exception to the rule, but mostly real world experiences are much higher trust, I think. So yes, definitely, both in B2B and B2C marketing, I think there's a very powerful role for the physical.
And then, John Lewis, as a sort of creative, you know, the sort of return to the visual that is, I think the word is absurdist, sort of the visual that you kind of is in your face. How do you feel about this change to the more physical aspect of things?
Look, obviously, loads of stuff it's opinionated, and we're all trying to formulate opinions that hopefully will keep us riding some kind of wave where we the wave's not crashing on us, but we're rather riding the wave. I think if we look at certain things like everyone thought magazines would die, but they're still here. Everyone thought when the Kindle came out, no one would read physical books, yet there's still a huge book chain that sells books, and people still like to touch and feel things. And I think, to Jonathan's point, as things become more artificial, we'll definitely seek out real things in a way where we can connect with it physically. So I also think that, you know, we've got a real challenge at the moment where AI is facilitating a massive amount of noise. That's what I call it. So we're traditionally in advertising, you were always looking for something that was memorable. So you used the word absurd, which a lot of really good advertising was always memorable or absurd. It was, always am reminded of the Pepsi Coke wars when they were allowed to literally, you know, create ads mocking each other in the US, and they were brilliant. They're still some of the best advertising done. The milk ads that came out in the UK are also brilliant. And I think those kind of riskier, more absurd ideas are generally not pursued anymore because no one ever got fired for hiring IBM, right? So taking a risk on something that is unique or absurd, or that is really trying to find its own voice, is becoming less and less of a thing. I think marketers are ultimately going to have to look for spaces where they are finding a place where they can connect with people. And if that means going back to something physical or print, or I agree with Jonathan, I can't really see a resurgence of direct mail. But I think print or some way of connecting with something physically is definitely on the cards, and be interesting to see how that stuff plays out in the next bit.
And I want to add another example to what you, John-Louis, and Jonathan were saying is, you know, continuing that sort of physical aspect, that sort of tangibility that we connect to something that we can hold is, you know, I'm no stranger to, Fuzzin's no stranger to my love for vinyl records. I'm a big collector of music, and that's obviously the biggest resurgence in terms of like a physical media. There's still the physical media when it comes to like DVDs and Blu-rays and such, but that's sort of bubbling in the background, CDs too. But vinyl's really taken the front and foremost, and obviously there's that sort of physicality, you know, you can't really relate to it as much as you can digitally, but also when it comes to supporting the work that you want to buy, to purchase, it's very much got a lot more sort of, you know, supportive power rather than just sort of streaming or watching things digitally, for example. So there's that element to it too.
Yeah, and I think experiences may be fragmented. So a lot of the things that we've talked about, you know, there was just one way to do it, and now there's many ways to deliver that experience, and they're fragmented. So I'm not sure about the economics of any of those methods now. They're probably, you know, we've probably fragmented the economics as well, but people have more choice, and it's about, you know, people want, I think, the choice about how they get their experiences. I was talking to somebody about the other day about, you know, AI, having a conversation about whether people would rely on AI to for all navigation journeys. Would you just rely on AI to tell you? And we, but if it was good enough, we probably would. But there are people who just like maps and want to have physical maps because they like the experience of, you know, looking at the places around it. And yeah, we all have different ways of wanting to get our, you know, our experience, the things that make us feel good out. I mean, that's sort of separate from just getting the job done, where the sat nav is absolutely the right way to do it, and most people would agree with it.
100%. I also think it's going to be interesting to kind of see what the right balance is between sort of physical and digital. I think we went all in kind of in the one space, so we're really just everything kind of exists online and in this digital spaces. So it's going to be interesting to see how people start pulling that out and creating those physical interactions again, especially with things which aren't necessarily physical products, community and those sort of things, where it's, you kind of turn to online, you can turn to social for that. But the opportunity to take that even further is kind of just on the surface there.
And this is a little bit of a tangent, but I guess, like, as far as experiences go and as far as hobbies go, like specifically the one that I just mentioned before, is like, you know, I feel like for any hobby or for any sort of experience, you can really go all in as much as you want. Like, I always think about, like, this isn't a slander to people who are really into coffee, but like, I always think of like coffee connoisseurs who can like go absolutely to the nines of like all these different machines and wonderful stuff like that. It's great to see people really passionate about things, but I always find something like that where it's like, you know, you can take the simplest of hobbies and turn it as you can go as far into it as you really want, which I find really fascinating too.
I think as well, like, we always have to remember that, and you know, most businesses are selling there is some kind of experience that you're having with the business, and if it's all going to be digital, you're not really standing out, right? It might be a great service, etc., but so to be different, you could just actually put a human back in, and so you just never really know where stuff will go. And I think you have to analyze the business itself. So, I mean, Anderson Consulting spent many years charging many people lots of money to go and interview their receptionist because they knew that was the first person you spoke to when you phoned the business. And if you had the right person in there, then there was one barrier to entry already removed. So whether it's a physical printed poster or it's some kind of physical thing that you're experiencing versus a digital, I think looking at how those experiences or those ideas connect with people is going to be quite key in the next bit. I think rather than just generating a massive amount of noise, which is currently what's happening, it's actually like making sure that what you are generating is actually strategically reaching your what you're trying to do.
Totally agree. Just building on that, I mean, I think we're moving into an era of quality, which isn't the same thing, obviously, as quantity. And all brands are in a war for attention. I mean, what you're trying to do with anything, whether it's direct mail or anything else, you're just trying to get a hook into somebody's brain for longer than 2 nanoseconds. And that, and I think that speaks to the power of good branding. You need good brand hooks. You need good creative ideas, whether they are for a piece of physical paper or they're for a digital campaign. But just generating volume isn't going to cut it in this new world of slot, as they call it.